Welcome to another episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm very excited about this episode because I just hopped off the phone with Inner Circle member Parmjeet, who, aside from being one of the nicest and funniest and most charming people, as you'll see in this episode, she's also remarkably open and honest and very helpful in discussing a lot of the struggles she's been having related to perimenopausal symptoms, hunger, cravings, binge eating, and things that have been keeping her from reaching her goals. So it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman, it doesn't matter if you've gone through menopause, you haven't yet, you're currently going through it. If you want to learn about it, if you want to get over any intense cravings or binge eating, if you want to learn strategies to really help you move through it or help someone you know move through it, definitely give it a listen. Please tell me what you think. I hope it helps. I'll talk to you soon. Parmjeet.
Oh my God.
How are you?
Oh my God, I'm over the moon.
I am so excited we finally got on a call. Thank you for taking the time. I know it was a hassle doing this. I apologize.
I apologize too. I messed up the first time and then life happened all over the place.
Well, thank you for getting on now. What time is it? It's noon where you are now. Are you in California?
No, I'm in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
I knew that. Vancouver. Got it. Very cool. I love it.
Same time zone.
Well, this is so great. I feel like we've known each other for a long time, and this is the first time we actually get to speak. I'm like very, very blessed. Thank you for doing this.
I feel the same way. I feel blessed, and I feel like, oh my God, I've won a lottery, and oh, here, I'm going to go all over the place. Okay, calm down.
Well, listen, I mean, I want you to know, like, this is your time. And also, like, if you have any specific questions or if there's anything you specifically want to discuss, like, this is for you. And obviously we're recording, and like, the cool part about the recording is everybody tends to have similar anxieties or concerns or struggles, even though we all tend to think like we're alone in it. So I love recording it because if anything comes out that like is going to help other people, it's so beneficial. So like, if there's any questions that you have that you wanted to chat about or discuss, like, that's what we're here for. Like, that's what I want to talk to you about now.
Okay. Awesome. You're going to laugh because I had a whole list of things written out, notes and all this stuff. And of course it's at home and I'm at work. So anyway, we'll just go by what I can think of.
Okay. Well, I bet stuff will come out as we go. So that's perfect.
Okay, awesome. should I start? How do you?
Yeah, you tell me. Listen, this is you. You're the boss. You're the CEO in this discussion. You tell me what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so my latest issue, my most recent issue, is that so I'm perimenopausal, and so things are changing all the time, and this is the second month now where my PMS lasts 1 week every month. And this PMS for the past two times now has been the worst ever. So what happens during this time is that my focus is all over the place. My eating, I get crazy cravings, and I am a recovering binge eater. So it's a bit of a, kind of, it's a struggle that way. And so the binge eating, so mainly it's staying on track with nutrition during this time. And I think this is going to be my norm now because this has happened, like, this is the second time now and I'm in it right now.
So walk me through what tends to happen during, is it like from day one to day seven, just nonstop? Is there like a gradual progression where like you're good and then it gets worse and worse and worse? Or like, walk me through generally what tends to happen.
Okay, so day one, it starts at day one and it takes me about a day to figure out that this is what's happening.
Okay.
So what happens is I'll wake up in the morning. So from the, like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be craving salty stuff. And breakfast is not, it's not my... I usually don't even eat breakfast. So it's unusual for me to start to have cravings first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So I'll start like that. And then these cravings happen from day one to day seven. It's a continuous for 7 days. And then my mind will go all over the place towards negative thinking, and I kind of go back to where I was before. All these changes in my mind. So I struggle in my mind, but then day 7 happens and then I'm back to normal again. like a light switch. It's like a light switch, and it's like I'm a different person, back to my 3 weeks of good. It's very strange. This is kind of what I'm going through right now.
It's just so you know, like I fully understand that it's strange to be going through because you haven't gone through it. It is very, very, very common, and these are like very common. I don't want to call them side effects, but like these are very common things that happen when you're perimenopausal. This is like there. It's not abnormal or weird. Like this is just one of the most common things that happen. And what's important here is I think a lot of times people feel like something is wrong with them. Nothing, and that mindset, conscious or subconscious, thing like something's wrong with you, is a lot of times it will lead to the, oh well, like fuck it type mindset. Yeah. Like, well, something's wrong with me, so like, all right, it's just gonna be like this, so I might as well just like go off type thing. And just like, does that resonate with you? Do you feel that way in any sense?
Absolutely, it resonates with me. And I also forgot to mention that. So it starts out food wise. But then, like, this week, I still work out, but my workouts are blah. Like, they're terrible, too. Like, my workouts are not, I have to go down in weight and everything that I'm lifting. And so, yes, but definitely that absolutely resonates with me.
Got it. Okay. And I'm glad you brought that up, too, because, I mean, as you know, a majority of my clients over the years, and a majority of like the inner circle is about like 60-40 women, and a majority of my clients are women. So I mean, personally, I've never had a period, and I've never been perimenopausal, and I never will be, but I've studied it enough and worked with enough people to know the like a lot of the side effects, a lot of the symptoms, a lot of what's normal, what's common. And what's very interesting for me, a big learning curve for me, and what I do is, like, when I was really doing a lot of one-on-one stuff before the inner circle, I would track clients' periods because I wanted to see the patterns. First, I wanted to see the patterns for where their weight was going to go. And tracking their period allowed me to get a really good idea of, okay, some women their weight will spike up between, like, 1 to 7 days before their period, and others it will spike up literally like on their period, during their period. And I just got all these different trends that were common, and I could sort of see who was going to be who as to after tracking a little bit. And then through that, I also found different patterns for strength increases and decreases in relation to that. And one of the more common ones was either the week leading up to or the week of their period, they were their weakest in the month. And the week following their period, they were their strongest in the month. And I saw that time and time and time and time again, to the point where when I had women who were competing in powerlifting, we would strategically look for competitions that were going to be set up for the week after their period, because we didn't want to do it on the week of or the week before, just on the off chance that like they were going to be at a disadvantage just because of that. That makes sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. That's me.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting. And it's such good knowledge to have, because it's never fun to go in the gym and feel weak, ever.
Right.
Ever, ever, ever. What's helpful to know is that like you keep this pattern and you say, wow, I literally know for a fact that on this week, every week for the rest of my life, I'm going to be weaker and I'm not going to be at like my absolute strongest. It sets the expectation of not looking for a personal record that day and saying, you know what, it's okay if I go down by 20% in the weight, because I'm not going to feel that good anyway. So literally just going is a win. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. That makes so much sense. Yes.
And so this applies to all aspects of everything you said, from the cravings to the hunger to all this. So rather than being like, oh, what's going on? Like, and trying to fight it and be like, oh, like I'm so angry and upset. It's more being like, hey, I know this is going to happen, and this is part of what I'm going through. There's no reason to try and fight it. There are ways that I think the best way to describe what we can do is strategic dieting, strategic planning. We can come up with things that will help you stay on track by being a very strategic and planning ahead of time and being prepared for it, but not emotionally fighting it or emotionally succumbing to the idea that, oh, well, it's all ruined. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm in an internal struggle the whole week. Like, it's just, it's this fight, internal fight, and I'm fighting it, and I'm resisting. That's exactly like what you mentioned. I'm resisting it as it's like I'm sick or something. I'm resisting, but maybe, like you said, I should actually accept this as my norm, and now let's look at what we can do.
It's exactly right. Yeah, and it's interesting. So, like, for example, let's say, you know what's really interesting is when you're in a game of tug of war, when you have two teams going against each other, even just one-on-one tug of war, the most taxing part of tug of war is when you're resisting the other side, in terms of it's not when you're overpowering them. Right. It's not when like you're clearly winning, and it's not when they're overpowering you and they're clearly winning. It's when there's more of like a stalemate and you're just like, it's the most taxing part. There's no momentum either way. And you're in a stalemate of fighting and fighting and fighting and nothing's happening. And that's what happens when you are in this emotional battle with yourself of like, what's going on? And then you get so fatigued and tired from that, you end up saying, ah, well, fuck it. And then you just binge and I'm saying you, I mean, literally, like, this is common in terms of everyone. What will happen is, and then the quote unquote excuse will be used of, well, it's menopause. Well, da da da. And the fact is, menopause makes it harder. It's way harder when you're going through that, because like men don't have to go through that. That being said, just because it's harder does not mean that you can't succeed. And I think a lot of people will use, well, it's harder and we have more to go through and like it sucks, as a reason for them to just not do it anymore, or a reason for them to complain. And listen, if you want to complain about it, by all means, vent, complain. I love it. But don't ever, ever, ever let that convince you that you can't achieve your goals because of it, because that's not true at all. And I promise you, you can, and it will not prevent you, as long as we can be strategic and take action moving forward rather than being passive and just saying, oh, well, I guess this is just menopause and I'm not going to do anything anymore and be upset about it. You know what I mean?
You know what? You just hit the nail on the head right there with, because that's exactly how I was feeling. Oh, okay, this is what it is now. This is my, like, using now, that's exactly it. I was using this as an excuse to say, okay, well, now it's just, you know, it's all messed up and that's it. This is my life from now on. I can't get anywhere except for 3 weeks, a week,
right?
A month.
Yeah. And it feels like you're taking 3 steps forward and then 3 steps back, where
exactly.
It's like you do, because every week, like, you're doing well, but you don't want to be too strict. So it's like one step. But then the binge week is like, those are big steps back. So it's like, it's just a constant stalemate where it's just you're stressed and you're resisting and you're resisting and it's not going anywhere.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Having spoken about all this and understanding that it's not going to prevent you, it does make it harder, but it is not the end all be all. Like, all we have to do now is have strategies. What do you think is your greatest weakness during that week? Like, where do you think, and I don't mean in terms of like menopause per se, I mean, where do you think that you, as someone who can be more prepared, as someone who can be more strategic, where do you think you're falling short in terms of, maybe it's after dinner and you're like, you have things in the house that like are not helping you and you're craving them and you're like, oh, well, fuck it, I'm going to have all of it. Or like, where do you feel like you're falling short that you could improve and that would help you immediately?
That's a really good question. And yes, I think if I were more prepared in to know, okay, now this week is going to be like this, so I need to have, so if I'm craving something sweet, I need to have some protein bars, or I need to have alternatives that are in the house. I actually don't keep any trigger foods in my house. I don't do that at all. So I don't have anything in the house, but I need to have, I need to be stocked with other things. So I don't go out, because what I do is I go out of the house to find these things. I don't keep anything at home.
Got it. Well, first of all, thank you for that honesty. A lot of people would not have mentioned that, and not out of being malicious or trying to lie, but it's like more like a subconscious protection of ego type thing. And the fact that you're like, well, no, like I'll just go out and get it.
Yeah.
That, thank you, because a lot of people do that. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to keep any trigger foods in the house. I'm fine. And it's like, well, I have a fucking car. I'll go drive to the fucking CVS. Like, it's not that big. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. God forbid you drive 7 minutes to a local, like, whatever. Or if you're in a city like me, you could just literally walk outside at 2 a.m. and everything's open. So let me ask you this: when you go out and get them, what do you end up getting? Like, what are some of the common things that you'll end up getting, in that type of a moment?
Okay, so this week it's been ice cream, and it's related to the weather. So this week it's ice cream, but the last month it was donuts.
Okay.
So it's something sweet, but then I also have to. After I eat the sweet thing, I have to balance it out with something salty after, which is chips.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Very good to know. What do you think, and what, not even think, what do you know would help you to have in the house that you could, like, the first step would be, I'm going to have this so that I don't go do that. Like, what type of a food, what type of a snack do you, is there anything that you know that would help you, prevent you from doing that?
Yes. Yesterday, I went to my freezer for my frozen grapes instead of ice cream.
Well, that's fucking perfect.
But I have to have them there already frozen, but I did have some. So I went to that first, and then I was telling my husband, I was like, okay, so let's go and get some ice cream. Take me out for ice cream. So he's a little bit of an enabler, and he took me out for ice cream. But I did try... the frozen grapes first, because it still has a very kind of frozen treat like texture.
Oh, I love frozen grapes. Frozen fruit, frozen. I love frozen strawberries. I like frozen oranges. Frozen orange slices are really, really good.
Oh, I never heard
that. And also, frozen grapefruit slices are great because you still get that same. That same type of texture, but the almost the bitterness will eliminate the craving type stuff. So I do like that as well. What I want to come up with you is, you know, Bright Line. You know, I've discussed the Bright Lines in the Inner Circle. Have you heard that phrase before?
Yes. Yes.
So right now you don't have a Bright Line.
Right.
There is nothing in place that is a definitive rule or law.
Yeah.
That is, this is what I do, this is what's going to happen, and that's it. That's final.
Yeah.
So what we want to do right now is come up with a Bright Line that's going to make sure that when this happens, the first thing you do is this, and that's it. And it doesn't mean you can't ever in your life go get ice cream, and it doesn't mean that. What it means is we're going to create your first action step to try and prevent it from happening as frequently as it is. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's not necessarily saying you can't do this. It's saying it's giving you an opportunity to do it. Just give yourself a little bit of time, because if you give yourself a bit of time more often than not, you won't want to after it. It's an intense craving in a very brief period of time that you give into. But if you wait it out, the craving will be gone and you'll be happier on the other side. You're like, wow, I'm really glad I didn't do that, right?
Right.
So coming up with a Bright Line is going to be very helpful. So one Bright Line could be, we always have to have something in the freezer, whether it's grapes or oranges or strawberries. That could be one Bright Line. You have to do that.
Okay.
There are other options where we could say you have to – you like before you do that, you have to go in the inner circle and write a post and say, hey, like I'm going to use this as accountability. Jordan and I spoke, and this is something I've been doing. I just want to let you know, I'm going to wait 20 minutes. And if after these 20 minutes are up, I still want the ice cream or the donuts or the chips or whatever, I'm going to go have them. But first I want to let you know, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm thinking. And this is what I want. And that's that. And like, then you're going to put the time on the clock of when, like, what, I don't know, like 8:46. If I get to 8:46 and I still want it, I'll go get it. If I get to 8:46 and I don't want it, good. That's amazing. And then it worked. That could be a really good option for you in terms of having the accountability of the inner circle there.
I love that. Yeah.
And I would put money on you doing that, getting a bunch of supportive, encouraging comments, and then all of a sudden you being like, I don't want to go. That's it. Like, you guys helped me stay on track, and you yourself helped stay on track simply by expressing the emotion. That's another important thing where a lot of times you'll have that emotion, that feeling, and you'll just keep it inside you, and it will intensify. But if you actually expel it, whether it's verbally, audibly, or you take a minute to write something thoughtful about it, the intense desire and craving will be gone. It's very odd like that. Sometimes it's not necessarily the sugar or the sweet or the whatever. A lot of times that sugar sweet is one way to get it, but another way to get that satisfaction is by expelling it through words. It's a sense of relief that you're trying to get. And sometimes it's just the amount of time it will take to express it.
I love that idea, because the IC has been the most supportive group and family ever. And I think you're right. I can totally do that. I love that idea.
I think this is fantastic. I think, so we have our bright line. The bright line is whenever for that week.
Yeah.
If you have that emotion, if you have like, oh shit, I'm going to go do this. Your bright line is definitively, hey, I'm posting this because this is going to act as my accountability. And like, if I get, and you can say, if at the, in 20 minutes, if I still want it, I'm going to go get it and it'll be fine and I'll enjoy it. If in 20 minutes I don't want it, then I won't. And thank you for being here and supporting and encouraging me. Like,
yes,
that is your
yes.
first move. And if you, after all of it, if after 20 minutes you still want it, go for it. By all means, go for it. It's fine. Enjoy it.
Yes.
We'll get to that point. We'll discuss that at another point. But for now, I think this is going to work very, very well.
I love this idea. I think this is awesome because it gives me something concrete to work on. There's a few things. One is that I'm not, I feel more empowered that I can do something about it, that I'm not just a slave to my hormones. And I really like this. This is awesome.
I'm very excited. I truly am. And I know you've heard me say this before, but the a lot of the anxiety and the angst and the nerves and the fear and all this stuff comes from ambiguity of, you know what the issue is. You know, like, I'm consistently doing stuff that I don't actually want to do in terms of it's not helping me get to my goals, but you don't come up with a solid plan to help you like fix it.
Yes.
And that ambiguity of knowing the problem but not coming up with a plan of action is where that little space is where all of the struggles persist. Whereas if we just come up with a bridge to cross that space of, hey, here's your plan, then we're good. And maybe that bridge will break in 12 weeks, that it'll get a crack, and then we need to come back and revisit it and patch it up, and we make a new bridge, or we reinforce it with another plan. But there always has to be a plan of action, because a plan eliminates ambiguity, and without ambiguity, you don't have nerves or anxiety. You might have them, but not to the same degree, and it will help you stay on track way better.
Absolutely. Because I had no plan. Because I was like, oh, what's this? Well, the first week, well, first last month, I was like, what's going on? This month, I'm like, okay, so this is going to happen every month now for a while. So yeah, that's awesome.
I'm very excited. And by the way, if I don't see you posting about this within the next month, I know your email and I know your phone number and I have your Facebook and your Instagram, and I will come at you from every angle of social media, and I'm going to send an owl to your house. I'm going to do smoke signals. I'm going to send a carrier pigeon, everything. So
don't send don't send any dementors. Don't send them.
No dementors, but I will send like a really loud, obnoxious like person to do like a stinging message. I don't know what that person is called. I forget. What is that person called? The person who used to come to a door and they would sing the message to the person?
A gram. What is it? Gram. Like a candy gram or a...
That's exactly right. My mom always used to like make like fake threats that I'm gonna send someone to school to do that to you, like and I was like, no, you won't. Like, when I was like in elementary school, I was so embarrassed. So that's, I'm very excited about this. Now, is there another thing you want to discuss as well? Is there another thing that we can work through?
I think, like, because I'm living this right now in the moment, that's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Is this week that week right now?
Yeah. This is the week.
This is perfect. So this could not be any better. it couldn't be any better. This is great. And by the way, like, we're going to get on the phone again. Like, these calls are for Inner Circle members, and like, we're going to get on the phone again and we're going to catch up and we're going to do a recap. And I'm going to I'm thinking about having a session at the retreat, the Inner Circle retreat, of like doing a bunch of these mini recordings with everybody or as many people as possible. And like, just where you're at, what you've improved on, what you want to improve on, so that we'll catch up there. But for now, having this one focus, like, this is your one thing. This is, 'cause if you improve in this week,
yes,
that will net you forward such a great percent that it will completely change your progress.
Yes, and I won't feel so frustrated and helpless in what I'm trying to do about it and that. So, that's awesome. And I love the Inner Circle retreat idea of the one-on-one time with you. I think that would be really nice.
I mean, I'm excited about that. I'm talking to Susan about that later today or tomorrow. What I want to do is I want to add one more bright line to this. There's like another form of reinforcement, right? Another layer of paint, another form of reinforcement, just to make it stick a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
We know that you're going to go in, and every night this happens, you're going to go in your circle and give it a 20-minute time frame, explain, hey, this is what's going on. Yeah. And we can even link to this podcast for anybody who might have missed it. But I want to add another layer and basically give a minimum time frame of which this must be done, where it's not just like an ambiguous rest of your life, because I think that's a little bit difficult to, you can't really comprehend that always. Yeah. You can't really see it. And by creating a definitive, a minimum endpoint, you at least have some type of quote unquote light at the end of the tunnel, where it's like, if you decide to stop, you can, but by that point it will have become a habit that you just use. Yeah. It's, what is today? Today is June
22nd, yes.
June 22nd. Let's say that until you will use this strategy every day, and I know you're not going to need it every day because you said it mainly happens during the week of these symptoms, but
yeah.
Every day until August 1st.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is, and you know I'm going to say, like, get your calendar, like the actual calendar with a red marker, and cross off every day when something like this happens. If you, like, just if it doesn't happen, boom, cross it off because it was success. It's success. If it does happen, mm-hmm. and you take action and you go in the inner circle and you write it, cross it off with an X. Every day until August 1.
Okay.
And when August 1 comes around, if you decide, you know what, fuck it, like, I'm done, cool, we can come up with another strategy, another bright line. Or if you get to August 1, you're like, wow, like, this helps so much. It might even be at the point where you don't need to post in the inner circle every time, because a lot of times it's just mastering your emotion and understanding, I know that if I wait those 20 minutes, then I will feel better and have not gone. And so, like, if you want to post every day in the inner circle for the rest of your life, I would love that. But if you decide, hey, I'm going to do an experiment until September 1 and say, I'm just going to say, wait 20 minutes and see what happens. And then that's the whole idea behind flexible dieting, intuitive dieting, like, just fitness becoming a lifestyle of you start off with a little bit more intense and then progressively get less and less and less intensive so that eventually it's just a subconscious thought process. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome. I really am very excited about this plan. Very excited.
I'm stoked. And I love you. I fucking love you.
I love you.
Seriously, your positivity and you're encouraging. And so I honestly appreciate you as an individual and you as a support system in the inner circle. And I'm excited to meet you in person. I'm very excited to meet you in person. And I hope you know I meant what I said. If I don't see you posting in a circle, I'm going to come at you from every angle. And there will be smoke signals. And the BC is going to be like, what's going on? Like, what is this? So is there anything else before we get off that I can help cover with? Are you good with this and we're going to go with this and progress from there?
I think I feel very confident in this plan because I know the backup that I'm going to get with the inner circle. So I feel like this is going to totally work. And I'm very excited and I've got a calendar already. So I'm going to start putting those X's on there and posting. And I'm very excited about this. I really like this idea. I think it's awesome.
Amazing. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for taking this time.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get this up as soon as possible. Probably, I mean, it could be literally within the hour. It might be within 24 hours, but I'm gonna get this up and I'm gonna send you the link so you can listen to it and you can have this on file. And I also want you to know, this conversation is going to help a lot of people. This is a conversation that I've never had in a public format before. It's not an easy one for people to say like, okay, I'm willing to share this publicly. And I want to deeply from the bottom of my heart, say thank you, because a lot of people are going to be very, very grateful that you brought this up and you're open about it, because it's something that every woman will go through.
Yes.
And also, not to mention if whoever their spouse is, it can help them, because like a lot of men, they don't fucking know anything about this stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like this will help them too. And so truly thank you for being just having this discussion. It's going to help a lot of people and I really appreciate it.
Well, Jordan, I really appreciate, thank you for this call. Thank you for your support. You're such a humble person and you're so approachable. It's like talking to my friend. Like I just feel so, like this is awesome. Like I can't keep saying awesome all the time, but that's how I feel. So I really appreciate that, and I'm glad that it can help others. That's
thank
important
you.
To me.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna get this up as soon as possible, and you go post in the inner circle as soon as you can. Just like let them know what's gonna happen and what we spoke about.
Yeah.
And otherwise, absolutely. Anything you need, you know how to contact me.
Yes, I got your text now too.
I love you, Parm. Thank you so much. I'm gonna have too. A wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm talk to you soon. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too. Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye bye.
That officially wraps up this episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it helped. And thank you, Parmjeet, for being so open and honest and helpful. Really, I meant what I said. This episode is going to help a lot of people. So if it helped you, please let me know in the comments. Please give us a rating. It does help a surprising amount. So if you could give us a rating, you could just leave a comment telling what helped. Or even if you have a comment that it didn't help. Every piece of feedback will give me more insight into how I can help you more. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support, your encouragement. Again, thank you, Parmjeet, for what a wonderful, wonderful episode. Have an incredible day, incredible weekend, incredible night, morning, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I wish you nothing but the best and the happiest. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.